When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the newest episode of Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. I'm your host, Jason Fraley, picking the brains of the top filmmakers, musicians, and artists of our time. Andrew Garfield was just nominated for Best Actor by both the Golden Globes and Critics' Choice Awards this week, following his win last week by the Washington Area Film Critics Association. We discussed his acclaimed role as Jonathan Larson in Tick, Tick, Boom, and even a little Spider-Man as No Way Home opens in movie theaters today. Andrew Garfield, thanks so much for joining us on WTOP.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're calling here from WTOP is in Washington, D.C., where, you know, our local Critics Association, WAFCA, just named you Best Actor of the Year. Congrats. How big of an honor is that?
That's incredible. And, you know, if you had told me as a 16-year-old going to see his first play, I would never have believed you. So I'm incredibly grateful and honored. You know, this film, it means so much to me anyway. Just doing it was enough. But then the fact that people connect with it, and then the fact that a group of critics in Washington decided that it was a performance they wanted to give applaudit to, I find really humbling and quite moving. So I'm very, very grateful, for very lucky.
Of course. And we're talking Tick, Tick, Boom, in which, of course, you play the legendary late Jonathan Larson, creator of Rent. And I mean, I know the story's been told a million times, but, you know, he passed away, I guess, the night before the premiere of Rent, or like the off-Broadway, you know, preview of it or whatever. Talk about how his life story and the film itself, it's the importance of like the theme of us leaving art behind in the world. And it's what we make in that short amount of time. I guess he was only, what, 30 something.
Yeah. I mean, he died at 35 on the, as you say, the night before the first preview of Rent off Broadway at the New York Theatre Workshop, which is where we shot John doing the one man show of Tick, Tick, Boom in our film. So there was a kind of spiritual component to it. And yeah, I think thematically this film, one of the things that this film so brilliantly highlights and talks about is how do we stay committed and connected and threaded to our feeling of calling, that primary dream we have of our lives to make a meaningful life and to do the work that we feel called to in the face of failure. That's why I love this film so much. It's not about a success, it's about failure and rejection. And how do we get back on the horse? Do we get back on the horse? And I think that's one of the reasons why so many people seem to be connecting to this story, is because I think it is universal, whether you're an artist or not. We all are born with a calling, with a dream. Whether we choose to own it or not, it keeps calling to us. So there's a niggling feeling that we all have about, well, are we living our lives to the fullest? And that, you know, it's the same thing I think about Van Gogh, who obviously died without having any of his work recognized. He could have woken up any morning of his life and given up in the face of everyone telling him to. But thank God, or thank whatever deity you believe in, that he didn't, because the world would have been far less rich if he hadn't have left behind all of this incredible work. And the same goes for Jonathan Larson, the fact that he woke up every morning in the face of rejection letters and an industry that was forbidding him from making his art in that way, and still sang his song and left us all the richer for it. It's so, so beautiful.
Oh yeah, and it's got to be rewarding to know that your performance as him in Tick, Tick, Boom, it's going to join that pantheon of, you know, Roy Scheider and all that jazz, or, you know, Keaton and Birdman. I guess you could throw 8.5, even though it's a filmmaker versus theater director. But where does Lin-Manuel Miranda fall in that? You know, I mean, it's he's a first-time director here, but that's got to be cool that you're sort of his conduit to the whole process of creation here.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't know that he was a first-time filmmaker, the confidence that he has, the collaborate. He's one of the great collaborators that I've ever had. And the joy that he creates on set. And yeah, but the fact is he was so personally connected to Jonathan Larson. He owes his own artistic drive and awakening to Tick, Tick, Boom. He saw it when he was in his early 20s off Broadway, and he realized what he had to do. He realized how the mountain that he had to climb. And then he started really focusing on writing In the Heights. And then the rest, as they say, is history. So there really may not be the composer Lin-Manuel Miranda without the composer Jonathan Larson, without the composer Stephen Sondheim. So it's really a love letter to the ancestors, a love letter to this lineage of generative, soulful musical theater artists. And that was definitely why Lin was the right person to tell his story.
Well, they're giving me the go home. Can't believe it already. But I guess final seconds, Spider-Man's coming up. We don't want you to spoil anything, but just real quick, what made the three Spideys unique? Toby, yourself, Holland, why are they each unique?
I mean, I love all iterations of Spider-Man. And for me, Toby is, you know, the one that I grew up with. So he's always going to have a really, he was very formative for me. I was at drama school when those films came out. And now what Tom is doing is so, what Tom and John, you know, the director John Watts have created is a very kind of Marty McFly, Back to the Future, John Hughes. There's just an innocent, sweet goodness and a kind of, I don't know. He's really young Peter Parker, Spider-Man, which is absolutely perfect and right. And just so charming and lovely. And I, you know, no comment on what, I can't really objectively talk about what I brought, but yeah, I'm a big fan of both those iterations.
Well, cool. Well, I've loved you since The Social Network. It's great. And then moving in the trailer, Mark, I mean, come on, gives you goosebumps, but thanks so much. Andrew Garfield plays Jonathan Larson in Tick, Tick, Boom. Everybody check it out, and congrats on the WAFCA win. Let's get an Oscar run going. Maybe, you never know.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later, man.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us on Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. Remember to hit the subscribe button and give us a 5-star rating if you like what you hear. We'll see you next time. I wanted to take a second to tell you about an app I really enjoy. Living in the DC area is great, and Podcast DC gathers all of the local shows that I like all in one local app. Health, sports, local news, politics, and so much more. Podcast DC is the new local app with hundreds of DC area podcasts to choose from. I can earn exciting rewards just for listening and share the podcasts I love instantly. Available in the App Store or in Google Play, listen local with Podcast DC.